views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
WBLQ. The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the air, radio waves, and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting some very cool people along the way, and it is my pleasure to share their brilliance with you and to give you an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. Today on the show, I have Mark Kettenbach, who is the co-founder of our Energetic Upgrade Seminars, which you can find information about at energeticupgrade.com. We're on our way to Vancouver, actually, in about an hour after the radio show. We have a seminar happening in Vancouver, Get to Know Us event on Wednesday, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are doing this seminar. If you want to call in and get some shifts happening, 1-800-930-2819. Mark Kettenbach is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He has many, many modalities under his belt and is a really, really brilliant energy mover. And he also is co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions format, has two books out. Mark's book on the Nice to Have is out on the bestsellers list, not yet in English, but in German. Mark has an awesome style of correcting energy, and it's kind of reminds me of stand-up comedy. He loves to have fun while learning. I have had the pleasure of having Mark stay at my house for the last 10 days, and we are ready to go, aren't we, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Colette. Yes, we are, and we're still liking each other, right?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I can't believe it. That stuff we teach must work.
Yes, our seminar is Relationship Rescue, and we managed to spend 10 whole days together in a very small house.
Your house is brilliant. I love it.
We've been getting ready for our online program also, so we've been doing a lot of video and really having fun doing it, actually. It was awesome, Mark.
That is true. So for everybody who is listening out of Vancouver, tonight is the Get to Know thing. Show on up and get us live, right? That's an opportunity.
Yeah, Mark, you don't get to Germany or from Germany to Canada that often, so.
Oh, that's true. It's a long flight.
Especially when you're tall, right?
Yeah, right. That is even worse.
Today's show, what we want to talk about is, you know, putting things into action. You know, the universe likes to see action. If you've noticed, people will talk about the law of resonance and, you know, attracting things to you through the universe. But you may have noticed if you're just sitting in your house and you never go out anywhere, it's rare that the knight in shining armor just knocks on the door. You have to put yourself out there to meet him.
That is so true. That is so true. I mean, it is a lot about how, what you like emit in terms of frequencies and what you can be able to hold in your head in terms of little small movies, what you want. But nevertheless, this all creates it, but the universe has to have a opportunity to bring that to you. It's not, and maybe it could be the pizza guy because he comes to your place, but other than that...
Yeah, but you still have to order the pizza.
That is true. But other than that, you might want to go out of your house. That's a big problem, kind of like seeing with a lot of people. And I have this a lot in coachings. And I ask them, okay, now, then if you want to have everything from home because they want to do the coaching, of course, online through Skype, everything they learn, they want to do online, they can order online, they can call, and this stuff is being delivered. Some people get their groceries delivered at home. So there's actually no need to leave the house anymore. But then I ask myself, really, like, what do you live for? What is the idea of yourself and where do you want to go to? What do you want to spend 80 years and then you look back and say, well, I've seen so many stuff on my computer and on television. I watched a gazillion movies and I watched other people live their lives, but I was staying kind of at home. That is weird to me. It's really weird. And then people call me, yeah, but traveling is such a, you know, you have to go out of the house, you go to the airport. So what? You meet people, you meet new stuff, you see things. If I love myself, I love to go to seminars. You meet people there. You go to places you might never been before. You would never actually go because once you have all the choices, you're like, oh, I would go there first or should I go there? But then the seminar is maybe in Hong Kong. So you say, oh, wow, I've never been to Hong Kong. So let's go there and see how that is. And then you meet people from there at the seminar, right? So you have locals. They show you around. You probably see Hong Kong and you've never seen it before.
That's what happened when I was in Egypt. I was with a woman that lived there, and man, we got into places that you weren't allowed in.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, and it was fun, you know. And the thing is, you know, when we're talking about the law of resonance, we're you know, a lot of people talk about that. Do you want to just explain to people what that means?
Well, the law of resonance, basically what it is that we are like conscious beings and we have a frequency and these conscious beings jump into human bodies, so to speak, in order to make an experience in a certain widens of frequencies. And having a body allows you to feel stuff you would not really perceive if you're out of there. Like people, if they jump out with their astral body, they realize it's a different set of frequencies, so you can't have the same amount of anger, joy, happiness, or being just pissed with something. So this is all to be experienced. But you got to understand, every thought triggers an emotion, and every emotion triggers a thought. So once you, if you're like angry all day long, you'll submit that frequency, and you will attract similar incidents or experiences that make you again reinforce the same feeling. So if you kind of like in doubt with stuff, you will actually live through a lot of stuff where you can doubt and doubt and doubt and doubt over and over and over again. So if you want to have it different, then you gotta hold that feeling or that emotion first, what you want, like you think about that you want to be in a happy relationship, and you really, really build that up in your body, so you're starting to emit the frequency, and then you'll meet the person. So
awesome.
It's up to you first. You have to do it first. Not like one. Most people are like this. When on the outside something really nice happens, they can be nice. And if something bad happens, they feel bad. But that's not how it is.
Mark, we need to go to a break right away, if you can imagine already. So we're going to hold that thought. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach. When we return, we'll share more ways to move energy. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. We have two callers already waiting. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Shining around, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
1230 WBLQ.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kittenbach. Before we continue, Mark, just share your contact information with everyone.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. www.markkettenbach.com. Or you visit me on Facebook, or you just go to energeticupgrade.com and you find Colette and myself on there.
Yes, absolutely. We have two callers on the phone, and I'm just gonna mention the phone number again, 1-800-930-2819, but we will take our first caller, Alma Jean from Kelowna, British Columbia. Are you there?
Hello.
Alma? Hello, Alma Jean.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, absolutely.
We can hear you.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I think because of family dynamics, I have digestive problems.
Okay. We like to get a baseline for anytime you shift energy. It's a great idea to get a baseline so that people don't go round and round in circles. And we like to do it on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 is totally neutral, and 10 is like, oh, this is really, really bothering me. Where are you on
six.
That scale?
I'd say 6.
A 6? Okay.
Yes.
And how long have you had these digestive problems for?
About a year.
And how long have you had your family for?
Forever.
Forever. Okay, so I just want to define. So, you know, we know that if you've had this digestive problem for only a year, there's been something going on. Which family are you talking about? Are you talking about the family that you were raised with, the family that you are raising, or are you talking about your soul family?
the family that I'm raising.
Okay. And do you have children?
Two.
I do. Four.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. Four.
All right.
And you got a boy or two, right?
I have one boy, yes.
Yeah. So how old is he?
He's 50.
50?
Oh, there okay. We go, right there. That's why the age thing's coming in. How old are you?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 69.
You sound so young. See, you and your son are both, your son turned 50 and you're about to turn 70.
Mm-hmm.
You're both in a place where you have, like you're moving into different, he just moved into a new decade and you're about to move into a new decade. There's a weakness coming up from when you turned 50, and it bothers you that your son is turning 50 is the first weakness I'm picking up right away. It was about your age and his age. So when you were turning 50, was it fun?
Oh, absolutely. It was the best.
And
it was the best time in my life.
The best part of your life?
Yes.
Cool. And what about your son? How is he enjoying turning 50?
I think he's quite enjoying it, yes.
Okay. And so we want to just really get you strong to the fact that you're turning 70. Okay, it's really common for
you
people
keep reminding
to
me of that. Do you?
Pardon me?
I said,
oh,
you
no,
have
see,
to keep
right
reminding
there,
me of that. Do you?
Turning 70 is a good thing. What's the alternative?
Exactly. No, it's all good.
Mark, actually, you turn close to 80 once you hit 70. A lot of people do that. If they switch into a new decade, they automatically energetically jump to the end of the decade. That's with you, the same thing. Mm. So let's get rid of that. And then I would also like to, how long did your son stay at home? Like, when did he move out?
Well, this is the truth of my son. I actually had him as a teenager, and I adopted him out.
Okay.
And then he found me. And he found me when I was 50, so that was part of the amazing, wonderful thing.
There we go.
Yeah, there's the connection.
So he's an
because
awesome
there was something
guy.
That happened at 50. There's some karma between biological adopt and family.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on that. Mark, you go for your angle.
So, and your daughter, you have adopted too, or that is your life?
No, I have three daughters. That.
Okay. How did they like perceive it at that point when you were adopting a child or a grown up, so to speak?
I adopted him out, right?
Yes.
And so he came into our life when my daughters were all grown.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
They were
still,
happy.
But still, how did they perceive it? Because I got a weakness there. See, if you adopt somebody, then all the, like, let's face this, the money has to be split up among more people.
Yeah.
That can be a subconscious thing. I'm not saying that anybody was jealous or something.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to
strengthen
the finances.
No, there's no dynamics like that, actually. No, it's really not.
Energetically, it's coming
up weak, though.
This is the thing, is that I'm getting everybody, I'm not getting, like, a weakness for you finding your son or your daughter's being upset that you found your son. It's more that energetically, it's a division of finances coming up week. So we're, and this is coming from ancestors, and it's also coming from collective influence. So we just want to strengthen you, all of them, to him, to that. Just 100% infinite potential there, that that you're not going to be bothered by external forces that come in around that. And this is coming up ancestral. The ancestors.
Not that I'm aware of, really. That's, there doesn't seem nothing that.
Okay, but
that
now
I
let's
can
just
see
check
that
in right
has
now.
Involved that at all.
No, let's just check in right now and just see where you're at right now with your stomach. Where are you at? Is it the same or is it shifting?
No, it's the same.
It's the same? Okay, so we just want to
Let's work on the perception then.
Yeah, it's just saying.
Okay, and work on the mind, you know. A lot of people only give themselves the okay to shift if something that comes up kind of represents what they would be thinking about people. But a lot of times that's not the case. It's underlying stuff that comes up, and it's not about if you can perceive it on a mental level, and if you agree on that, or if you think the person would ever do that or not. That's not so. That's itself is a weakness. So let's get you strong on that, to facing the real truth without judging it. There's no judgment here involved. It's just about looking up where the weakness is. It's not about if that's a story that kind of like the person did on purpose or whatever. So let's strengthen you to that, and also strengthen your structure. And
digestion of life.
Having a boy kind of like weakened your husband. Are you still married or?
Yeah, still married.
Good. So that weakened him to have three female like children on some level. So let's make him stronger than that. If you said he found you, what do you mean by that? That he found you, the
well,
your son?
He just went to the records and was able to locate me. Yes.
Awesome. You know, the weakness is actually coming up for you. How many years? How old was he when you actually found him, or he found you?
He was 30 when he came into our lives.
Yeah, you're weak to the 20, the 30 years that you didn't have with him being less than the 20 years you have. So we're just going to strengthen that digestion of life.
Yeah.
And what happened a year ago in your life? Have you? What's going on with your it's coming up still around kind of career finances. Are you totally retired?
No, I still work from home. I have a business at home.
Oh, okay, and, cool. And so has there been any changes in that in the last year?
No.
Nothing at all?
It's all good.
Okay, so we're just going to, that's also coming up week still.
I'm getting up also, what has something changed major with your son in the last year? Did he got a new girlfriend or something here changed in his relationships?
No, actually, what has really changed in the last year is my oldest daughter got a divorce.
You're picking it up.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, got a divorce. Okay, so how did you get along with her husband?
Oh, we were best of buds, yes.
Uh-huh, okay. But so it was kind of sad for you, too, that he kind of like now steps out of family in a way, or are you still connecting with him?
No, he's pulling away because of the dynamics.
Okay.
Okay. What we're going to do is if you want to hang on here onto the line, we have to take a break and we will come. Mark and I'll work on this a little bit more in the break and then we'll see where you're at. How's that sound?
Sure. Sounds great.
Okay. I'm Colette Marie Stephan. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen on The Truth Is Funny.
You're on your own. Where you never how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on all social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We were just working with Alma Jean. Alma Jean, are you there?
I am.
Okay, we've sorted this out. Mark was not understanding the fact that this was a son from another. This son of yours is not from the same father, is he?
No,
as
he
your
is
daughters.
Me.
Okay, so that's
okay,
right.
I didn't get that. I thought
yeah.
you adopted.
Oh yeah,
like,
sorry.
In terms
yeah,
of
yeah.
adoption, like coming from somewhere yeah. else. But okay, well, we got rid of a lot of karma from your. From his actual father, from your
biological father. Yes.
Yeah, from the husband you're living right now to you and all that. There was a lot of dynamics going on. So how do you feel right now about your digesting system?
Oh, I'm still about a six.
So does it hurt right now?
No.
Okay, so how do you know then?
Well, it's just an uneasiness,
like,
kind of.
You're worrying about it?
Settled and uneasy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, the settled and uneasy, there is a connection that the fact that your son was, that you found him at 50, he's now 50, and then last year you lost another son. I'm getting that your son-in-law was like, would you consider him like a son to you?
Absolutely. Yes, he was.
That's where it's coming up grief, and it's coming up the churning of, it just brought up a lot of memories of letting go of the first son. And so we're just going to strengthen you, all the connections with the family, with your son-in-law and the family. Also, the ancestral stuff of coming up with the splitting of the money, and that was biological adopter. You've got a lot of fathers in here. So we're just going to strengthen all the fathers to each other on an energetic level, delete any karma down to, no need to pay or suffer or struggle. You not having to, it's coming up feeling kind of a grief of missing out on your son's life, and then now missing out on this son-in-law's life. And and his pulling away from you, it's just brought up a lot of stuff that in actual fact, you're not strong to even really putting that on a conscious level right now. So we're going to strengthen that your subconscious mind, your unconscious and your conscious mind are all sort of starting to become more congruent. And also, every time you think about this happening in your life, the thought when it comes up about your son-in-law leaving, we're just going to strengthen you you're going to put more tension in your stomach. I'm getting that you're really relaxing your stomach because you don't want to feel the sensations that you're feeling in there. When people have difficulty with digestion, it often comes up digestion of life, and it's also coming up for you that you relax your stomach. Mark, do you want to talk about tension for her and for other people here?
Well, tension is a very, very important thing. Every time you tense, it creates energy in your body. Once you let go, the body shifts the energy where it's been needed. So the more you relax something, the less of power and energy is got. So once in a while, you should, every time you get up from something, go really physically and tense your whole body, just real quick, 1 or 2 seconds. Every time you get up from anything, like from laying down, from sitting down, or whatever you're doing. So that's a good idea of conditioning yourself in order to get it throughout the day and having that space in there so you're really going to be doing it, because you can't tell yourself, oh, on Monday morning I'm going to tense for 2 hours. That's not going to work. So it's got to be during the day. And we can all kind of learn that from mammals, like every cat, every dog. Once they get up from something, they stretch real quick and it tends. Very good idea to do so.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also strengthen, just to inform people listening. A lot of times when we have a problem with our digestion, it's not really coming from, it is coming up digestion from you, but from on a non-physical level, but you're relaxing, like the thought of having to have that churning in your life getting is churning your stomach, and it's putting you off balance. So we're just going to strengthen that you're more centered and stable, your authentic self triad, which is your body, soul, spirit, really even, and strengthen you to all the love you have for your son-in-law, all the love he has for you, just strengthening that the letting go. We strengthen this so that as he lets you go and you let him go, that it's going to be a win for you, it's going to be a win for him, and it's going to be a win for the entire family, so that it can be done with love, gentleness, joy, and peace is the words that were coming to me. So now I just like to check in with you again here, how you're feeling right now.
Relaxed.
There we go. See, I can feel you, okay, this is what it is. You can let your son-in-law go with love. And so we just strengthen that for you. And that he
and
can let you go
nothing personal.
Yeah,
that
there
he redraws
we go.
His, has nothing to do with you. And so let go of that.
Yeah.
Good.
So thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do we have one more caller, or are we going to talk
yes,
about
we do
the
have,
law? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do have another caller here. We have Aurora from Paris. Are you there, Aurora?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How is Paris?
Hello. How are you two?
Very, very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I have a lot of tension, so there's movement.
Good. Yeah, when you remember to tense your body, it empowers your body, your physical body, and it empowers actually to have more clarity around life, and also it increases the ability of the organs to communicate with each other. So it's really, really cool.
I feel like a great sleep. The tension I have is in my shoulders and neck, and it's really, really strong, and it gives me a big, bad headache coming up my neck, mostly at night. And then suddenly, a couple of weeks ago, my left arm that was working fairly well kind of locked up in the tricep area, the back of the tricep, back of the arm. And it had been that way many years ago when I had a stroke, and it's paralyzed my left side. And so it's okay. The exact place that was the worst. So that's
okay,
all.
So
and it's
on
coming
a scale
back,
of
and I can't
0
put my...
to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at right now in this moment?
If I move it, it's definitely a, I would say, 8 or
okay.
even 9.
And when you
so
don't
what
move
are
it?
We talking about now, like the headache or the arm?
The left arm. No, the neck I can turn now. It's gotten better.
No,
I have
just going
to
know
myself.
On what we are working on, the arm, right? Left arm.
Yeah, the arm. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
The left
because
arm.
Because
you're
mixing
yeah,
a lot of stuff. So left arm. Cool.
Yeah.
So if you don't move it, it doesn't hurt. Is that what it is?
No, it's fine if I don't move it. It's only like putting my bra. I can't move it backwards. I was moving it pretty well, fine. And
okay.
But it's always been a little bit slower, but it's always worked well. And now it's
okay, moving the arm backwards
again.
Hurts.
Yeah,
it's
backwards.
Locked.
And backwards
is something happened in your life that hurts right now because you feel like you're moving backwards?
You know, I don't think so, but I think possibly, and I don't know, you can check this for me, that it was actually June 7th, 1986, and I thought maybe some fear came up about
well,
something
going
wrong.
Well, see, because the time of year is the same, so, because that's what I was perceiving, is that there's a weakness at around this time of year, so we want to strengthen you to
yeah.
that. People get
yeah.
very triggered at the thought of going backwards instead of going forwards, which is going to strengthen you that
yeah.
you can go in all directions. The other thing that mm-hmm. I was picking up for you is rolling. If you lift the shoulder up and roll it back, how does that feel right now?
It hurts. But
okay.
it's the shoulder
and if you just
and
move it
tricep.
Back without rolling it, how does it feel?
Same, well, a little bit less.
Yeah, it's different, right? Because what I was getting
yeah,
is that having to roll with the punches.
Okay.
And so as
okay.
a woman is actually what's coming up, so strengthen that.
Actually,
Mark,
it's
just
feeling
it
already
be
better right
just,
now.
Yeah, there we go. See, it's changing.
Yeah, it is changing.
Because it's kind of like you have to roll with the punches and, just when you think everything's getting better, all of a sudden something happens that disturbs you. We just strengthen you to that, that if you go backwards, forwards, left, right, up, down, and inward and outward.
It's all okay.
there we go. So I can feel that shifting right now. Mark, I just thought it would be good because when we were talking about tension, she's talking about tension also. Do you want to explain the difference between like tightness in the body and what you mean when you say people should tense their body?
I think you mean muscular tension, right?
Correct. How do you perceive France itself and Paris? Is it going in a good direction, or do you have more the feeling it's going downhill right now?
How do I perceive what?
Your country,
Paris?
France itself, or Paris, where you live?
I love Paris, I love France, but yes, my personal self is giving up my studio and I'm opening for changes, so it's scary.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm perceiving that you, a lot of right-wing stuff is happening in all over Europe because a lot of street fights are and this and that, and a lot of people who used to be very, very, let's say, more on the left side, more social, are now turning into being more right-winged and stuff. I'm not saying that you are, but you. This is occupying yourself.
Okay,
this is an
we
inner
have to
conflict.
Go, Mark, we have to go to a break, but hang on, Aurora, and we'll finish working on you in the break, and we'll check in with you when we come back. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny, and I have Mark here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with all of you. And I'm also happy to say that my long-awaited book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You, is going to the printing process today. So it should be available soon on Kindle and also in print. It's been a bit of a long process because as we are going through the book and editing it, it's working, and people are getting a little bit triggered. And having some shift happen. And so this is cool. It's really awesome that it's going to be out there soon. Mark, we've got Aurora here. We've been working on her over the break. Aurora, where are you at? Aurora?
Oh, is she not on the call anymore? She got dropped off?
Oh, maybe she got dropped off. Okay, so we were perceiving around a 2 or 3. So we're just going to strengthen.
Yeah, let's make her strong for the changes, perceiving them.
Mm-hmm.
And even out the sides, we said that's a weakness, and make her female side strong to the male side. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Aurora, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. How are you now?
Hello. I would say 3.
Yeah, that's what I got. So
it's definitely better.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're just going to strengthen your perception around this. You have a lot of change going on, not just in your environment and your life, but also in the country, as Mark said. We worked a lot on that, the different change. Mark, any last shifts here for her? Because we wanted to finish talking about the law of resonance.
Yeah. I would say, like, go for it and tense it once in a while. Every time you get up from anything, just tense your arms, legs. Everything, and let go of it. Do this 3-4 times. Not to be confused with stiffness, because stiffness is just that people running a constant thought maybe on their conscious or subconscious, and they're tense way too long, and then they're going to get the whole thing gets stiff because the energy stays there. You want to tense and let go of it, and then the energy can flow in the body. Only relaxation would drown people out of energy, right? Drag them out of it, so there's going to be some tension.
There we go.
Okay, I'll give it some work on that. And I'm really excited. I'm coming to the workshop in Germany.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Yes.
I can't wait.
We can't
wait. Thank you so much. I'll let you get on with your educational program.
Awesome. Well, it'll be awesome to meet you in person. All right.
It'll
thank
be great.
You for calling in, Aurora.
Okay. Oh,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you, Mark.
Oh,
thank you,
you're
Colette,
so
Mark.
Welcome. Mark, okay. The law of resonance, let's finish talking about that for everybody listening in, because this is, you were pointing out about how to, you can manifest what you want when you
A good way to do that actually is because in any given moment, you probably have a bunch of choices. Like, you're sitting at the office desk, and you can either have a little break, you go to the restroom, or you drink a cup of coffee, or you start working on file A, B, or C. So check all those 5 options and see out of those which one would excite you the most at that moment. And then follow that, do that one. And in the next moment where you have to choose another, or you drive home and you could go and have lunch with a friend, or you can just grab something to eat on the way, or you can go home and cook for somebody or cook for sister. You have a bunch of options. So always check what would excite you the most, what makes you happy the most, what would be fun the most. Because if you start doing so, even though if you might say, well, but I know other things, they're way more fun, but I can't do them. Well, go with those you can, because you program yourself to go with the joy, and that automatically brings your whole system up to different thinking, or in a way that you think more about, or you're more joyful, and that attracts more joyfulness into your life.
Well said. And, you know, to have an evenness to the days is also what's coming up. A lot of times people are, you know, they're looking forward to a specific day, like, you know, like say Christmas or whatever, and they kind of pile it all up and wait for that day to come, and then that's the great day, and the rest of the other days are kind of not so great. So we just want to even all the days out so that every day could be a beautiful day, and just strengthen that for everyone. You know, when you're attracting energy, do you want to just speak around that a little bit about, you know, attracting joy, or, you know, people attract their fears?
Well, the more they spend time thinking about stuff, they kind of end up, usually people they either stick in the past, that something happened to them that kind of traumatized them, they think about it over and over again and try to avoid it, which is a common thing, because all mammals try to avoid what they like. If you have a cat and something happens to that cat on a certain place where it's like either very loud or it got hurt, the cat will 100% avoid that. And that makes sense, because the system wants to survive, and so it learns and sees what was good for it and what wasn't. But we humans have the ability to think really, really well, and picture really well. So if something happens to us and we go there again and again, we just hold that momentum, we hold that energy, that frequency, and we'll attract more incidents like that. But we do even further on, we usually grab stuff from the past and project it into the future. Say, oh my God, if it would happen again, if it would happen to my children, if it would happen this and that. So all of that is right now is a lot of worrying going on. So they go in resonance with worrying. So they will experience incidents so they can worry more.
Oh no, we don't want to do that.
No. So we want to stop right away. And the people can go online and get for free 3 videos from me where they can use the I don't care switch. So that's a good thing. Every time something pops up like that, you want to use that switch to drag out that energy like flushing a toilet or having a vacuum cleaner inside yourself that sucks that feeling away.
I love the I don't care switch. We are out of
actually
time.
Actually teaching that too, right?
Yeah. On Friday, once again, I just wanted to let people know Mark is here from Germany in Canada, and we have an energetic upgrade seminar coming up that will be on Friday, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And Friday in the evening, you'll be sharing that I don't care switch with people, boosting. That's the beginning day of our seminar. We also have a Get to Know Us event on tonight at 7 o'clock at the Best Western Chateau Granville. We still have some tickets left for that. You can find more information out about that at www.energeticupgrade.com. I just want to thank you, Mark, for being on the radio show, clearing energy with me. It's always, always fun. And just any last words for the audience here?
Well, it was fun being here, Colette. As usual, I'm looking forward to going to Vancouver. And I'm happy to see all the people there. We'll do a whole lot of stuff on the weekend. And it'll be just, and we're on the roll. And then we're going to go to Germany, have a seminar there. I'm looking really forward to that tour.
And then England.
And England, Birmingham, that's right.
Yeah, it's fun traveling with you. All right, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. We will be back next Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Thank you for all your positive feedback. We love to hear from you. We will be back next week to make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.